It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Welcome back, or welcome to the Let's Chat with Rustite podcast. My name is Nick Russell, and today I just want to really introduce myself and tell you what this podcast is going to be about. So, as I said, my name is Nick Russell, and I own a company called Rustite Media. Now, what we do at Rustite Media is we're a digital marketing company, and we focus on helping entrepreneurs and small business owners really grow their brands and grow their businesses online. So whether that be organic social media growth, whether that be paid with Facebook ads or building them funnels and driving traffic into that funnel to get them leads. No matter what it is, that's what we're there for. We're there to help entrepreneurs and small businesses grow. So I kind of want to tell you a story of where I came from and what brought me to the point where I needed to and wanted to start my own company to help out entrepreneurs. So we're not going to say how long ago this was because we don't want to give out my age, but some time ago when I was in high school, and especially in the city that I live in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, we were a big shop town. It was a big manufacturing town, the home of the Chrysler minivan. So there are a lot of feeder plants. There's a lot of tool and die shops and all that kind of thing. So way back then, the feeder plants, the tool and die shops, it was just a booming industry. And that's where everybody went. You went to school, you did some sort of co-op, or I went through what they called OYAP. It was the Ontario Youth Apprenticeship Program. So basically, I went to high school in the morning, and then after lunch, I went to the shop and got paid for it. So I actually got paid to go to school, which was kind of cool. But that's what we did. And don't get me wrong, I did enjoy being in the shop and working with my hands, and I loved that for a little bit. But as I got out of high school, graduated, and then went to work, and then went to school, and we actually got you worked during the day, and then the shop would pay for your schooling so you can get your ticket, whether it be in mold making, tool and die, or whatever. So I went and did that. As the years went on, the work just wasn't fulfilling enough for me. I knew I was meant for more, and that's just something I did not want to do. So one of the shops I was at the time, I had a conversation with the shop foreman and then one of the owners, and they realized I wasn't happy. And it kind of reflected on my work, just not loving what I was doing. I wasn't nearly as productive as I was when I first got the job and I first started out in that career. So they kind of brought me in knowing that I was a computer tech. I loved computers and technology. So they kind of brought me in to be the IT guy. And I was kind of I was working out on the shop floor. I had my own little mini office, which was the crib, they called it. So I kind of had an office, and then outside of my office was where all the tools and drill bits and all that were kept. So when guys needed stuff, I would have to sign all these tools out to them, and then I could sit back down. And then I kind of got into the design side of it and helped some of the engineers out, which was cool, and I really enjoyed the computer side of things. And that kind of ties into the name of Rustite, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But, and again, it wasn't really what I was meant for. So I went back to school, and while I was doing all of this, I had a friend of mine who wanted to become a paramedic, and he started a paramedic team at the University of Windsor. So going back to school, I kind of thought, you know what? I'm meant to help people. So I'll give this paramedic thing a try. So I kind of volunteered with him at the university, and we really grew the paramedic team there from just a daily, while classes are running, team that responded to small calls, to actually getting our certifications for it, to administer and to teach first aid, CPR, defib, oxygen, and symptom relief drugs. So we kind of grew the team to a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week operation. And it was a lot of fun doing that. But I was working also part-time at the beer store. My uncle got me in when I left the shop into the beer store, which is a retail outlet owned by the brewers in Ontario to sell their beer. So I thought, well, this would be a perfect part-time job while I'm in school. But it got to the point where I was ready to get a promotion, and I had to decide, do I want to go through a 2-year grueling paramedic program where I would have to focus 100% of my energy on schooling and leave a very good paying job at that time. So I decided to go for money instead of following my heart and wanting to help people. So I took the option to make more money. And for some time, that was a great decision. Now, the bonus and the downside to working at the beer store, I had a lot of opportunity to grow within that organization, within that company, but helping others just really wasn't there. I mean, you're helping your customers and your clientele decide what beer they want, but you're not really helping people. So there was an opportunity when the beer store's union wanted to partner with the beer store to help the union's charity of choice, which was the Leukemia Society of Canada. Now, what they came up with was a bottle drive that actually turned out to be the world's largest bottle drive. So we would have on the week after the Canadian May long weekend, the May 2-4 weekend, as we call it, it was going to be a weekend where customers dropped off their empties. Instead of getting the return back for that, that money from the return would go towards our bottle drive, the Returns for Leukemia bottle drive. And my manager at that time realized and was pushing me and training me to become a manager. So he knew that promotion was coming. So he was kind of helping me to get my foot in that door to kind of make a name for myself. So he kind of coached me into being what they called a team captain. So I basically ran and organized that bottle drive event at our store. Now, doing that was a lot of fun. And it kind of helped in a lot of ways. It helped hone in my management skills and running a team, organizing a team, and organizing events. But the bonus to that was after the first couple of years of realizing and competing with other stores, a fellow manager and I decided to coordinate our efforts for the entire city and our entire district. Now, the cool thing about that is that's kind of where my social media passion kind of started. Because organizing all these events, we wanted to get the word out there. So we ended up working with some of the radio stations, the TV stations, and then we started a Twitter account and a Facebook page back then. Now, Instagram wasn't a thing. So we used these tools to help promote the event. So we used the media from me being on radio and me being on television to drive traffic to our Twitter account and to our Facebook page, which pumped out content to then get people to first and foremost be aware of what was going on and drive them into the stores where they can make those donations. And then it was to drive traffic and get awareness for the different events. For example, I contacted a local tourism group and pitched an idea to do a bike and beer tour where we biked from restaurant to have a sample of some food and sample some beer at the same time. And it turned out to be a very successful event. And unfortunately, we had to end that event a few years after we started it, but it was a great initiative. But the whole point was we were driving traffic from the local media onto our social media pages, which brought all the awareness to the events and to the bottle drive itself, and it worked very well. And that's kind of where I really started to get that idea that is where I wanted to go. So fast forward me being promoted through a couple different roles and eventually getting management, and realizing that as a manager running my own store inside of a larger company, I was never truly the boss. Even though I had my own team and worked at my own store, I was never really the boss, because I always had a boss to answer to, and he had a boss to answer to, and then he had a boss to answer to. He had a boss, and then she had a boss. But there was always somebody that was higher than all of us. So again, I wasn't really my boss. I wasn't really the boss of my own store. I always had to answer. And that really didn't sit well with me, because I knew I wanted something more. And as time progressed, I couldn't lead my team because there were so many restrictions and rules and things I couldn't do. And that part of me that wanted to help others started to get put down and put down and put down. Whereas our bottle drive efforts, where I actually had that opportunity to help others, that slowly kind of had to slip because there were other priorities, and I didn't like that. So come 2016 in October, through some very political things that happened, and an employee of mine, a full-time employee of mine, who they couldn't move and couldn't fire, he had a bit of anger and tossed a very large object at me. So after having to send him home and going through the whole ordeal, I was eventually let go without reason and without a chance to really show how well my KPIs were and statistically how great that store was doing, my previous store when I took it over. So I got my golden handshake, because they knew I shouldn't have been let go, but I got a golden handshake, and I left that afternoon after a surprise meeting, and I kind of sat in disbelief and then anger and sadness. And then after about a week of just not knowing what to do and getting over that anger and realizing that it wasn't my fault, but I was let go, and I didn't know how to move forward. I didn't know how to move past that. And I happened to see an ad that there's a chance for me to manage social media for other businesses. So I kind of looked into being a social media manager, even though I didn't know what that really was at the time. I just dabbled in social media to promote events, and I loved it. So one webinar turned into two webinars, turned into coaching calls, and just a rabbit hole of research. And the more I found, the more I absolutely loved the idea that I could help businesses grow online. So the more I dove into it, and I ended up meeting some friends, I decided to design some personal branded business cards just to get my name out there locally. So I found a networking event, and I ended up meeting a couple people that were social media managers themselves. And then these two women, we got to talking, became friends, and they showed me a course/community that I can join, where it was social media managers around the world, some of the best social media managers in the world. So I took a, it was December, and it was a dollar, at the time it was $1 for an entire month to dive into all the actual trainings, the course, and be a part of the group and ask as many questions as I could. So I thought, well, it's a dollar. It's less than a cup of coffee, less than a chocolate bar. It's a dollar. What am I going to lose? So I dove in for the whole month of December. And then after that, it was a $49 a month commitment. And even still, with the exchange rate, it's about 60 some odd dollars, depending on the exchange. And I thought, well, that's still not a terrible price to pay. And for the amount I learned from this course and the community alone was worth that price. So I stayed in it. And the more I studied, the more I learned, I knew this is exactly what I wanted to do. So come January, February was when I really started working on trying to brand and create a business around being a social media manager. Now, I had no idea what I wanted to call myself, what the company name was going to be. So I researched logos and just tried to design my own logos and come up with 100 different names. And I really couldn't come up with something that stuck, something that really hit home. And nothing, I didn't love any of the ideas that I had. And it wasn't until I was scrolling through my computer and I found an old file folder from high school. And like I had mentioned earlier, when I was at these shops, I was an IT guy. I loved computers. I loved taking them apart, building them. So in high school, what I did was I built computers for family, friends, and anybody that wanted a computer. So basically, they bought the parts and I charged them like $20. And I built whatever they wanted. So back then, I was a young teenager, and I thought it was pretty cool to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what an entrepreneur was back then. So I kind of had this little side hustle, so to speak, while I was in high school. And I ended up calling it Rust Tech Computers because I wanted to tie my name as well as the tech side of it into the name, and I came up with Rust Tech Computers. So scrolling through old folders that I had saved on one of my external hard drives, I ended up coming across this Rust Tech Computer folder. And as soon as I saw that folder, the light bulb went off in my head and I knew exactly what I wanted to call my company. So that's where Rust Tech Media came from. So now I needed a logo. And after some thought, it took a few days, I realized that the moment I knew what Rust Tech Media was and what name I was going to use, that light bulb went off in the top of my head. So I thought, that's a perfect idea for a logo. And the meaning behind that light bulb is not only me getting that light bulb turning on moment, is everybody has that idea. And that's what I want to do for business owners and entrepreneurs. And I want them to see that moment. I want them to have that moment when they realize, wow, this is a great idea to use social media to help build my brand, build my business online. I want that light bulb to go off. So that's kind of how that all started. And then in March of 2017, so few months after being let go from the beer store and diving into everything I could possibly dive into, March of 2017 is where it all started. I had a good friend of mine, actually my ex-wife's cousin, who has his own business, to start his own business. He was already working someplace and he wanted to take his knowledge and start his own business. So he hired me to work on a side hustle slash personal brand that would eventually turn into a full-time company. So We set out a goal that in 1 year that he would have enough awareness, he would grow to the point where he could leave his 9-to-5, so to speak, and grow it on his own. Well, with all the work that we did, within 6 months, it was that time. So half the time that we set out, and all the work we put in growing his brand online, he was able to leave his 9-to-5 and start out on his own. So that there kind of fortified, this is exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to help others, and I want to teach others how to use social media to benefit them and their business. So that is where Rustic Media started, and that's why I'm talking to you today, because I've been on, and I am on, all the other platforms, but podcasting is another platform where I could really reach a much larger audience and really connect with you in a lot better way. I do have videos out there, but I'm not really a video guy. So listening to my non-radio voice on this podcast is another platform where I can really get my message out there and really reach small businesses and entrepreneurs to really help you in your businesses and with your brand to help you guys grow. So thank you for sitting with me for the last 20 minutes, if you're still sticking around. And just to kind of get you started, I put together a pretty cool ebook, a little PDF, that it took me from everything I learned from 2017 all the way up until now, that coming up with content is not easy. Not only as a social media manager for all of my clients, but just for myself, for my own content. And when I first started, that was something I struggled with, was coming up with consistent content. Because in social media, you have to be consistent. You have to publish all the time to get your message out there. So what I did was I came up with a solution. I came up with an idea, and I built out my 30 days of content. So what this is this is an ebook that will give you everything you need, so you have 30 days worth of content. And the really cool thing about that is you can take that 30-day content and then you can flip it for the next month, change things up, and you can, it's basically a mini strategy for you to create all of your content, so you never have to worry about it. All you have to do is print it out, put it on a clipboard, put it in a binder, keep it next to your desk, so whenever you're creating content, you have everything right there and ready for you to use. So I will put that in the link in the description. And this podcast, this Let's Chat with Rustic podcast, will be out every Thursday. So today is September 3rd, and this is the official launch. So going forward, every Thursday morning, I will have these podcasts launch and provide you with as much value as I can to help you grow as an entrepreneur and help you grow as a small business online, as well as I've got quite a few guests that I've recorded episodes with. So that'll help as well, because I'm talking to other entrepreneurs in their businesses and seeing how they've grown and what they've done to succeed. So I can't wait to dive deep into all of these other podcasts and really get to help all of you with your businesses. So thank you for sticking around for the last 20 or so minutes, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Are you ready to take action in your business? When I started Rustic, one of the things I struggled with, and one thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with, is coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but coming up with content consistently. That's why we put together the 30 days of content, and we're giving that away completely free. What that is it's an ebook that has everything you need to come up with content for the next 30 days. Not only for the next 30 days, but you can use that content over and over and over again. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/30 days of content and get your free copy today.